news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Well, I'm not one of the Gulf Coast's most confused voices this morning, but it's now we're in hour two, so there's still that potential. I see a little sunshine out there. I know Doc's talking about how humid it's going to be all day today. Well, for the next 5, 6, 7 days, and that's August along the Gulf Coast. So, no big surprise.
If you're not used to it, get used to it, because this is what you can expect year in and year out.
See your travel agent and get the heck out. We'll check some traffic right now for the ride to work with Kane.
From the BambaFlooring.com traffic center, looking good from Saraland, Pritchard all the way to the 1065 split with Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers checking in accident-free. No delays across the Bayway. It's been a good ride from Loxley to Daphne and I-10. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings, any special location, or buy a new or used cart too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig on FM Talk 106.5. Three big things are right on our website, right there at the first page of our website. And basically, you know, we're dealing with this this hurricane and the aftermath of that. You get more reporting from Dr. Bill online. And also, if you like, just hang around. He's with us a little after 7:30. And also, Mike Pence was center stage at the RNC last night. And more talk about the RNC this hour and next as well right now. COVID by the numbers, Dalton?
Yeah, and we'll start nationally as we do every morning. And more, the news continues to get better right now on the COVID-19 news. But nationwide, 5.8 million total cases of coronavirus and over 171,000 fatalities due to the virus. But nationally, the number of daily new cases has been falling from its peak for 1 month now. And we're now averaging around what we were averaging on June 30th as we were heading up that curve. That's where we sit now, heading down the curve. The number of hospitalized patients now as low as it's been since July 5th, and around 680,000 tests are performed daily across the nation. But some great news for testing. The FDA has approved emergency use authorization, and Abbott Labs has launched a new, much more affordable $5 coronavirus test that they say yields results in about 15 minutes, and you don't need laboratory equipment. So it doesn't need to, you don't have to go to a hospital or a particular testing site to have
Dollar
this
General?
You might be able to go to Dollar General.
Family Dollar?
Dollar Tree, one of those. Maybe they'll have the tests there soon.
Now, Cracker Barrel in the lobby? They have everything there.
Right next to that magnet thing where you draw eyebrows on that guy in Cracker Barrel. But yeah, this could be outstanding news.
I just want to get, you know, I want it. I want access to it. So let's do a deeper dive on this.
Yeah, so they say, according to experts who I go to for this kind of news, yeah, they said this will significantly speed up testing, and Abbott plans on producing 50 million tests a month. So I just said we're averaging right now around 680,000 tests per day. Of course, you need somebody to take those tests for them to be performed, but at least the availability for testing should shoot up like a rocket here over the next few weeks.
Good.
And while many of these quick response tests have been criticized over their accuracy, the test that Abbott's releasing has been shown to be, and again, according to the experts, 97.1% sensitive and 98.5% specific. I don't know exactly what the percentage specific and percentage sensitive means.
Yeah.
But I know the closer you get to 100%, that's normally good news. And obviously, there's still a chance you'll get an incorrect result on these new tests. But if you test more often, which it sounds like you'd be able to do with this, you'd be able to figure out who does and who does not have coronavirus, quarantine them, and get this thing shut down earlier than we thought possible. This week, America's 7-day average for deaths per day has dropped to 942. That's the lowest we've seen since July 28th. We'd been hovering right around 1,000 deaths per day for the last few weeks. And obviously, we pray and hope that that number continues to fall. Here in Alabama, over 112,000 confirmed cases now and 1,965 have died due to the virus. There are currently 1,077 Alabamians hospitalized with COVID-19. Yesterday was a data catch-up day for the Alabama Department of Public Health. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the numbers that were reported were outliers. They were very, very low. And ADPH released a statement saying that it was an IT issue, that some of the hospitals and testing sites were having problems uploading their results to the ADPH dashboard. So yesterday, we caught up on some of those cases and tests. 1,172 new cases were added yesterday. And I think they added right around 15 or 16,000 test results yesterday as well. Across the state, the number of new cases is around what we were seeing 2 months ago. Number of new cases has mostly been dropping since we were averaging 2,000 per day back on July 18th, and we're now averaging just under 8,000 tests per day. Current hospitalizations and daily deaths across the state, the lowest they've been in over a month. You look at the local numbers for Mobile and Baldwin counties, and the counties that surround us here, new cases are way down. Mobile averaging 62 cases per day, and Baldwin County's averaging 28 per day. That's right around what we were seeing at the end of June. Hospitalizations, the lowest they've been in over a month. And then locally, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July. That number has been very consistent. And just like the nation, state as a whole, we want to see that number drop, of course, because every person that loses this battle is a person that has a family that cares. But overall, I would say good news from where we've been with this virus. Looks like cases, hospitalizations, deaths all on the way down. And with this new test they're releasing, hopefully testing will be on its way even further up.
I haven't been tested yet. I haven't had any symptoms of anything since the shutdown. I've been healthy as a horse that's been let loose at a New Jersey petting zoo.
Yeah, I've gotten tested once. I did at the Civic Center where you do the drive-through test.
Mm-hmm.
I think I caught a little cold for my daughter from the daycare, and so I was a little worried. You know, I didn't know if I had it or not. I thought I needed to get tested. That came back negative, but that wasn't difficult. It sounds like these new tests they're rolling out are really not difficult at all either. They don't put that swab all the way into the back of your brain for these. They've figured out a little bit of an easier way to test.
Speaking of daycare, so Isabella is 1.5?
Yeah, she's 1.5 years old.
So where, you don't have to tell me where, but are you comfortable with what... with dropping her off somewhere? I guess your wife does that every day?
Yeah, we take her to daycare, and we've been taking her to daycare ever since our daycare reopened. And they reopened not long after most people shut down. You know, they were waiting for the word from the governor and from the state for the standards that they expect daycares and schools to uphold. But, you know, that's a big deal because parents, if you're able to work, you got to keep working to keep putting food on the table. And that's certainly the case for my wife and I. So we, you know, first day they opened, I know a lot of parents were a little worried. We took her right in thinking there would be fewer kids there at the beginning. And, you know, we both have to work. So we started taking her to daycare then. And everything has been great. They keep tables out in the lobby. Parents can't go back into the rooms with them. It's just to keep, you know, that extra step of precaution.
One more level.
Yeah. And it seems to me like at our daycare anyway, things have been good. I don't know of anyone that's tested positive. I don't believe any kids have tested positive. They would have let us know. So things have been good, and she's continuing to socialize and do fun things at daycare.
May 15th is when things kind of reopened in the state of Alabama. Was that statewide? So when? How long ago did the daycare actually open?
Oh, man, time for me during this year of 2020.
Sorry for the pop quiz.
I think they reopened at the beginning of June.
Okay.
I might be incorrect on that. But it's been a couple months now. Now, there have been moments where I've been a little worried, but I think that's pretty standard for parents that have young kids.
Yeah.
One thing that my daughter does that I don't know how widespread this is among babies, among toddlers, but she is probably the sweatiest baby
Too sweaty?
I haven't met a lot of babies.
Babies sweat a lot?
I guess so. And I thought this was pretty standard. So she, I mean, when she starts to think about going to sleep, she starts pouring sweat. She looks like Bruce Pearl after on the post-game interview. She is the sweatiest baby in the world.
She nods off thinking about taxes? What's going on with her?
Well, you know, and I did the worst thing you can do. Whether you're feeling ill or you got a child that is acting strangely. So I was worried about this
sweaty baby
in my bed. So I Googled it.
I'm worried about that too.
I went to WebMD. Obviously, the worst thing you can do when there's just a small thing going on, because WebMD, the online doctor, will tell you that you're going to die in the next week. If you say you have a hangnail, they say, oh, yeah, looks like you probably, time is up.
Over for you, pal.
Yeah, so I was laying in bed one night, having trouble going to sleep, sweaty baby, getting sweaty all over me. I mean, leaving Rorschach
That can't be normal.
I don't think so. She was leaving Rorschach tests on my shirt, and so I Googled it. It said, yeah, she probably has a heart condition. And then I'm trying to go to sleep that night, going, oh my God, this is, and that's not the case. We talked to the doctor. She said, yeah, baby sweat, and apparently you've just got a real sweaty baby.
That will not be the last you heard about that on this show. I can tell you that. There's some people who are paid to sweat. They're called pro athletes.
Yeah.
And you've got some of them in sports.
Sports stars go on strike after that police shooting in Wisconsin on Sunday night, and I've got more on that coming up.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Hurricane Laura made landfall in Cameron, Louisiana, near the Louisiana-Texas border around 1 o'clock this morning as a powerful Category 4 storm. With winds of 150 miles per hour, Laura is only the 10th storm of this strength to make landfall in the U.S. since 1851. Crews from Mobile Fire Rescue and the Saraland Fire Department are already in Louisiana after leaving Wednesday evening. Alabama Task Force 1's Urban Search and Rescue Team is on standby in Baton Rouge. Alabama Power is sending crews to Beaumont, Texas today. 35 crew members out of Mobile will be leaving to help restore power to some of the hardest hit areas. And the Alabama National Guard also heading to Louisiana today. On Wednesday, Governor Kay Ivey authorized the state's National Guard to send 4 Black Hawk helicopters to affected areas. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
In Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life and support our pro-life values. But Senator Doug Jones's record doesn't reflect those beliefs. In Washington, Senator Jones joined Senate liberals like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against a bill to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones supported federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. Senator Jones even voted against a bill banning late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Stop voting with Washington, D.C. liberals. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Good morning, 720 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Sports stars are on strike. It started yesterday afternoon in Orlando, Florida, when the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks did not take the floor for their playoff game against the Orlando Magic. It was later announced that all 3 NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday were postponed, with players around the league choosing to boycott following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday. Bucks guard George Hill spoke on behalf of the Milwaukee team after their game was canceled.
When we take the court and represent Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we are expected to play at a high level, give maximum effort, and hold each other accountable. We hold ourselves to that standard, and in this moment, we are demanding the same from lawmakers and law enforcement.
The Houston Rockets-Oklahoma City Game 5 showdown, as well as the LA Lakers-Portland Game 5 matchup, were both postponed. The players and NBA officials held a meeting late last night to discuss their boycott. The meeting was reportedly contentious, and the LA Lakers and Clippers actually voted to cancel the remainder of the season. According to ESPN, the NBA players have another meeting set for this morning at 10 o'clock to continue the discussion on how or if they will proceed with the playoffs. NBA on TNT analyst Kenny Smith actually walked off the show's set during a live broadcast last night to show solidarity with the players.
For me, I think the biggest thing now is to kind of, as a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
Smith left the set just minutes after the broadcast began. It continued with Ernie, Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal. WNBA teams also decided not to play last night. All three of those games were postponed. Some baseball teams joined the strike. Milwaukee and Cincinnati's game, Seattle, San Diego, and the Dodgers-Giants game was also postponed. And Major League Soccer announced the postponement of five games that were scheduled for last night. The University of South Alabama season opener against Southern Miss will air live on national TV. Yesterday, the school announced that CBS Sports Network will air the Jaguars Golden Eagles game a week from tonight, September 3rd, set to begin at 8 p.m. South is scheduled to play at Southern Miss next week before opening their brand new on-campus Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium on September 12th against Tulane. That's big news.
Yeah, those two games are not exactly gimmies. I mean, Southern Miss is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Tulane's got a coach who came from Georgia Southern. They're getting good.
Yeah,
so it's a tough start to the season.
And then UAB after that.
Oof.
And I love setting up these rivalry games. You talk about three teams that would be good rivals and are good rivals for South.
Yep.
Southern Miss, Tulane, and UAB can't do better than that. And
problem is, are we as good as those teams?
That's the question.
And we'll find out, I guess.
As an alumni, I'm hoping we sweep them before that Sun Belt conference schedule begins. In the NHL last night, Philadelphia defeated the Islanders in overtime to tie their Eastern Conference semifinal at a game apiece. Tampa routed Boston 7-1 to take a 2-1 series lead, and Colorado beat Dallas 6-4, and they also took a 2-1 series lead. In baseball, Atlanta Braves pitcher Ian Anderson had an outstanding Major League debut in a 5-1 win over the New York Yankees and star pitcher Garrett Cole. Anderson, who was the Braves' top prospect before being called up for his debut, held the Yankees scoreless into the sixth inning and ended Cole's 20-game winning streak. The Braves also beat the Yankees 2-1 in Game 2 of their doubleheader behind a sixth-inning two-run homer from Freddie Freeman.
High fly ball hit well toward left. Gardner on the run, still going at the wall. It's gone! Freddie Freeman with an opposite field home run.
Well, the fake cutout fans would have been on their feet, but they don't have feet.
No, they were stuck in their chairs for that one. But the fans on the broadcast,
heads.
Very loud.
They were going crazy.
Lost their minds.
Love the enthusiasm.
While it was only a two-game series, first time in franchise history that Atlanta has swept New York in a series.
How about that?
723 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Jeff Poor, you the man.
Mm-hmm.
Big guest lined up today for on Jeff's show. We'll talk about that coming up.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts, Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. They've got crews on the way of the I-10 to the Causeway ramp at exit 30, as well as the eastbound outside lane. They're going to close it off due to flooding coming over from the Causeway. But Mobile Police Department and state troopers still tell us they're clear. Tomorrow night, it's Test and Tune Drag Racing at US 90 Dragway in Irvington. See you at the Dragway. Kids 12 and under are free. Find out more on Facebook and at US90Dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Is it time for us to talk right now?
Not yet. Right now.
Okay, here we go. It's Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Suddenly, like a lightning bolt, the best of friends. It is 7:26, and how about Jeff Poore? And his guest list is always impressive. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the day, he's on from, he follows us, he's on from 9 to noon right before Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, and he's got another great list of guests today, and we'll talk later about who all he has planned. But I do know one guest that's going to draw some ears to the radio later today. City Councilman Fred Richardson, who announced his candidacy for mayor just last week, or I guess over the weekend. You know, he's running for mayor coming up in 2021, and he will be on the Jeff Poore Show later today. He's scheduled to be on at 11:30 this morning, so you don't want to miss that.
No, that's can't miss.
And you especially don't want to miss it now. Councilman Richardson yesterday posted to his Facebook page.
I like what he posted,
He said, tomorrow I'm scheduled to be interviewed by Jeffrey Poore, who hosts a talk show on FM Talk 106.5 starting at 11:30 a.m. It'll be hot. My mayoral announcement will be the topic, but to trap me, Jeff might slide over and bring up the race issue to see if I create a mass disturbance among the people, which I'd like to soothe Councilman Richardson's fears there. Jeff, he's not a gotcha interviewer. He's just going to ask questions and listen to what the councilman has to say. But this is very interesting. Richardson decided, he said, I decided to cause that disturbance today by publishing my official DNA chart from Ancestry DNA. And he actually posted a picture of his results from Ancestry DNA, you know, taking the, one of those swabs. You put the saliva in, you send it off, and they send it back. He said, first, all 7.5 billion humans are members of the same species, Homo sapien, and the same race, the human race. He said, my chart shows, as an American, 29% of my ancestors came from Western Europe, and 71% came from Southeast and Western Africa. If you're white and from Clark County, around Jackson with the last name Davis, we're likely cousins. What separates humans from beasts is not skin color, but our functions. Tune in tomorrow. And, you know, I've criticized Councilman Richardson quite a few times over things that have been said in city council meetings. But I actually like this. I like him trying to unite a little bit here and showing his DNA test. You know, we're, a lot of us are the same underneath.
Well, I like the whole theme of it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're going for, is that, like, he could have posted anything. Mm-hmm. And in the past he has posted or said some things that weren't applauded by across the board. But 29% of his test came back Western European.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's exactly right. So I thought that was a good move by Councilman Richardson. Now, it did start to sound a little bit like one of those missing connections things in the newspaper where, you know, where you say, oh, I saw you by the subway. You were wearing a red hat. I'd really like to get to know. It's in some of those smutty papers that go around. Yeah. It started to sound a little bit like that, where he said, if you're white from Clark County around Jackson with the last name Davis, we're likely cousins. But that'll be really interesting to check out later today on Jeff's show. 11:30, Councilman Richardson joins Jeff Poore.
So if you're white and you're from Clark County around Jackson and your last name is Davis, Fred's going to drop by for Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Just be ready for that. It is 7:29. Dr. Bill, with all of what we experienced and what we saw and what they did experience in Louisiana, that's coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Hurricane Laura made landfall in Cameron, Louisiana, near the Louisiana-Texas border around 1 o'clock this morning as a powerful Category 4 storm. With winds of 150 miles per hour, Laura is only the 10th storm of this strength to make landfall in the U.S. since 1851. Crews from Mobile Fire Rescue and the Saraland Fire Department are already in Louisiana after leaving Wednesday evening. Alabama Task Force 1's Urban Search and Rescue Team is on standby in Baton Rouge. Alabama Power is sending crews to Beaumont, Texas today. 35 crew members out of Mobile will be leaving to help restore power to some of the hardest hit areas. And the Alabama National Guard also heading to Louisiana today. On Wednesday, Governor Kay Ivey authorized the state's National Guard to send 4 Black Hawk helicopters to affected areas. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the Giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, Hurricane Laura. It made landfall with 150 mile per hour winds. Impossible to tell how bad things are, but correspondent Gary Tuckman is getting a first look at the destruction in Lake Charles.
This was the longest night ever. Here's some of the damage. This truck tossed over like a toy. This casino hotel, you can see part of the building is peeled away. What happened here is especially scary because the Sheriff's Department and police haven't gone out yet to look and see how people are doing. And many people ended up not evacuating because they were afraid to, because of the pandemic during this hurricane season. It's never happened in modern history before. So a lot of people were afraid to leave, and we are very afraid of what they might see when they go to the houses and the communities here in Lake Charles and other communities here in Louisiana and also in Texas.
500,000 without power already. Search and rescue operations are beginning in Louisiana. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Amazon aims to compete with the likes of Albertsons and Kroger with the launch of its first retail fresh grocery store in Los Angeles. The Woodland Hills location, promising a wide assortment of national brands and high-quality produce, meat, and seafood, is opening this week to select customers by invitation. The public will be able to shop there in coming weeks. The new fresh store will use Amazon's new dash cart that has a mix of cameras, sensors, and scale to calculate purchases and deduct the total amount from your Amazon card, letting you bypass a checkout line. Best Buy is struggling to match its supply chain to growing market demand. The electronic retailer sales rose 4% in the quarter ending August 1st, boosted by a tripling of online sales. But Best Buy says shortages also crimped its sales gains as shoppers found high-end products, including consumer electronics and appliances, in short supply. Crude oil trading at $43.13 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
25 years ago, I met this gentleman at a restaurant on the causeway and had nothing to do with radio. No, that's a lie. I think we had kind of a let's-get-together dinner or lunch out on the causeway, Dr. Bill. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Of course he doesn't. Anyway, we've got bigger things to talk about, Dr. Bill Williams. Let's talk about that devastating storm that just hit Louisiana.
Yeah, it's moved inland now over western Louisiana after making a landfall about 1 o'clock this morning at the fishing town of Cameron. And winds at the time 150 miles per hour. And now it has decreased in intensity around 100 miles per hour. Still a very strong storm. And it continues to move north and will end up, at least tomorrow, will be in Arkansas. And then gradually turn to the east and go across Kentucky on Saturday. And over the weekend, it'll cross through the mid-Atlantic states. And by Monday morning, it will be over Newfoundland in Canada. So it's a long journey for Laura, but of course, Laura will become a tropical storm once it gets on up into Arkansas and then a tropical depression across Kentucky. It's still not totally out of our picture here because it's going to draw in a lot of moisture from the tropics and the Gulf of Mexico, and all that moisture will come in over us this weekend. So we'll look for high humidity and along with scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. But it looks like kind of a wet weekend, and we're really not going to pull out of all of this until perhaps the middle of next week. Now, for today, I expect partly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll be up around 88 and might make it to 90 degrees, but the humidity will be high, and as a result, the heat index 106 for today.
Ooh, yeah.
Tonight, there's just a few scattered showers, low tonight in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, very humid, high in the upper 80s. And that's the story for the weekend, for Saturday and Sunday. High humidity, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, and the temperatures over the weekend will be in the upper 80s. And as I indicated, things will improve next week, slowly anyway, Monday and Tuesday. And by the middle of next week, it's back to normal, with temperatures in the 90s and a few afternoon thunderstorms.
Dr. Bill, tell me again, when can we expect the most rain from this system in our area?
It's basically, it's going to be scattered shower and thunderstorm activity. I don't expect a lot today, but with the all that moisture coming in for Friday and the weekend, we'll see an increase in the number of showers. And but most of that will be during the afternoon hours.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and Dr. Bill, you've triggered one of my buddies here. He texted into the text line. It triggered some emotions here because he works in landscaping, and he texted all caps 106, so it's going to be hot, especially if you're working outdoors. I do have a question about the storm and where it hit. So you look around, they're saying 20-foot storm surge was expected in that area, and there's some really low-lying areas over there in western Louisiana and eastern Texas. They should be greatly affected by that storm surge, right?
Yeah, that storm surge is going to push 20 or more miles inland, not
wow.
at 20 feet, but it's certainly going to flood areas all the way up to Lake Charles, which is on Interstate 10, and that's quite a ways from the actual shoreline. And so right now, I'm sure getting aerial pictures of what happened down there on the coast and for a large area stretching on up toward Lake Charles.
And last but not least, there's something out there that you're keeping an eye on again, right?
Yeah, we're still not at the halfway point, and right now the number of storms, named storms we've had, we're just about at the normal for a season, and that's not even the first half yet. And the peak of the season usually is about the second or third week in September, and then after that things continue active well into October, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see something in November this year. There is a tropical wave coming off the African coast, and it will continue on a westerly track toward the Caribbean. Conditions will become more favorable for it to intensify once it gets closer to the Caribbean. So we'll be watching that for quite a few days.
Thank you, Dr. Bill, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Okay, Dan.
Not all the news is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I give you an example, the nun on the run. That story... is straight ahead with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, like many, COVID-19 has pushed many of our events back to the future. But slowly and safely, we're moving ahead. As schools open back up, we're seeing a return of school-based sports competitions in the Mobile area. Coming up September 3rd through 5th, the MSA presents the 28th Annual Mobile Challenge of Champions Cross-Country Meet at Langan Park. For more details, visit MobileChallengeOfChampions.net. Go all out. We do.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com. Building legacies one relationship at a time.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department and state troopers are clear, but crews are going to be there. I-10 on the Causeway ramp, exit 30 onto the Bayway. Eastbound outside lane also, you've got it flooded. They're closing that area down, so be careful through there. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062. Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can get your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Let's get happy, y'all. I've got a story, what we call a segment, It Ain't All Bad, because you're listening to, when you're watching the news, you're listening to news talk, it seems like everything's bad. All the news is pretty cruddy.
It's been a tough year.
It has been a tough year. But it ain't all bad. I've got Sister Stephanie Baglia of Chicago to prove it. She raised over $108,000 for charity running a marathon on a treadmill. The Chicago's marathon was canceled because of
COVID-19.
Right? She said, "If they're not going to cancel the marathon, and if they do, I will run it on a treadmill." But that's what she did. So she did it in the basement of the convent.
Wow.
She got on this treadmill. She used to run Division I track at the University of Illinois. So she knows what she's doing, right?
Yeah, she knows how to move the legs.
She does. And anyway, she's now got that new nickname, the nun on the run. So tip of the cap to the nun on the run. Also, if you go to our Facebook page for FM Talk 106.5, you can be a winner.
Yeah, fishing team t-shirt could be yours. Later today on Midday Mobile, Sean will announce the winner of the FM Talk 106.5 fishing photo contest. We're in month number 2 of this. Also, coming up later this hour, we kept it in. Sean will talk with Captain Bobby Abriscato for the weekend fishing report. That's coming up after sports.
That's nice, and that's all on the way.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Hurricane Laura made landfall in Cameron, Louisiana, near the Louisiana-Texas border around 1 o'clock this morning as a powerful Category 4 storm. With winds of 150 miles per hour, Laura is only the 10th storm of this strength to make landfall in the U.S. since 1851. Crews from Mobile Fire Rescue and the Saraland Fire Department are already in Louisiana after leaving Wednesday evening. Alabama Task Force 1's Urban Search and Rescue Team is on standby in Baton Rouge. Alabama Power is sending crews to Beaumont, Texas today. 35 crew members out of Mobile will be leaving to help restore power in some of the hardest hit areas. And the Alabama National Guard also heading to Louisiana today. On Wednesday, Governor Kay Ivey authorized the state's National Guard to send 4 Black Hawk helicopters to affected areas. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Good morning, 746 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, the Fishing Report with Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abruscato. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college basketball, ESPN has obtained documents from the NCAA that allege LSU head coach Will Wade either arranged for, offered, or provided impermissible benefits, including cash payments, to at least 11 potential recruits or the family and friends around those recruits. The NCAA is pursuing an infractions case against LSU. They have yet to send a notice of allegations to the school, but on Tuesday, the Advocate reported that the NCAA wants the case assigned to the Independent Accountability Resolution Process. That was created in the aftermath of the federal investigation into corruption into college basketball. Wade, who was infamously heard discussing making a quote-unquote strong-ass offer for a recruit on a federal wiretap, is at the center of that case. He was initially suspended by LSU and refused to meet with school officials. Wade was reinstated prior to and coached the entire 2019-2020 season, but part of his reinstatement included a modified contract that allows the university to fire him with cause if he's found to have committed Level 1 or Level 2 violations. Wade has denied all wrongdoing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's almost scary.
Yeah.
I mean, 11 different recruits. It was look. You know, sometimes you're focusing on one dude, so you've got to pay him.
Yeah.
He's just like, pay everybody.
I'd like to know how many actually went to LSU after those payments were discussed.
Yes.
Speaking of LSU, the Tigers football team, they've been continuing to practice this week as Hurricane Laura prepared to make landfall in Louisiana. But now another obstacle, according to a report by the Advocate, all but 4 LSU offensive linemen are in quarantine due to COVID-19 exposure. The report does not detail how many players tested positive and how many are in quarantine now. Locally, the Mobile County Public School System announced that the BC Rain High School football team must quarantine for 2 weeks after a player on the team tested positive for coronavirus. The Red Raiders were set to face Cottage Hill Christian Academy this Friday night, but they now must forfeit that game, as well as their September 4th matchup against Satsuma High School. According to Lanyap, the entire coaching staff at BC Rain has been tested, as well as several players, and all of those tests have come back negative. 7:48, that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
We've got Sean and Captain Bobby on the way next.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been harassed?
harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Here's what my money says. Help. It's Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. What's going on, man?
Yeah, well, we're nearing the end of week one of Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and I've received several texts and phone calls. People worried that we would not have the weekly fishing report with Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abrascato, so we dragged Sean in here to take it away. So here you go, Sean.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dalton. Yeah. And it is that time of the week to check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go get the gear Captain Bobby uses when you go see him at McCoy Outdoor Company just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And yeah, things have changed. New additions, new names around here, but two of us have been doing this for a long time. I think, Bobby, contractually, you and I got to stick together. So it's something that they bring me in. They tag, they said, Sullivan, come in here. Time to talk to Captain Bobby Abrascato, and let's talk some fishing. How you been? How's it been?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been great. Obviously, the talk this week is the storms that we've had, particularly the one that's coming through, it's going through, and, and the effect pre- and post-storm that goes on with these things. And like you were just talking about, you and I have been doing this for a long time and fishing for a long time, and we've seen these things come and go. And, very generally speaking, you hate it because of the damage and the destruction and everything else and the inconveniencing that it causes, but sometimes it has a positive effect on the fishing, and particularly when we get them west of us, it has a positive effect. We get some of these higher waters, a lot of good clean water gets when the storms are west of us. We get the south side of it, the flooding side of it, and which brings in high salinity, good clear water, good oxygenated water, so that's the positive to it.
And does that change the bite? I mean, is it just that water? Is it low pressure? Does it make it better?
It doesn't change it from a low pressure standpoint. I don't put a lot of weight into the pressure changes with these storms. It may have some effect on them, but with saltwater fish, not to the effect that maybe it might have in an enclosed body of water. I think we look at low pressure as being actually getting some wind, which to me helps the bite more than the actual pressure itself, I'm more reliant on that. But the big thing that these do is again, we're going to get a whole big exchange of water here. The old timers used to call it turning the water over, and you'll get a big flush of this really clear water. And there's going to be a lot of, once the wind lays down, there's going to be a lot of good, clean, salty water in a lot of places that have gotten a little bit heated up, So that's the real positive to it. So, all in all, by the weekend, it's going to be good. You're just still going to be dodging some storms, I guess. I'm not going to jump into Dr. Bill's shoes here. That's too big a shoes for me to feel for sure, But we're going to be dodging a few storms here and there. But as far as like the fishing goes, it's going to have a definite positive effect on what was already being a good year.
So, yeah, you've had the greatest August I can remember as the fishing's been. So you see it getting better. And after that turnover, are you going to go shallower, or where? I mean, where is somebody going out this weekend? Where are they looking for fish?
That's definitely going to be a good opportunity for somebody for you to be able to catch fish, is to go shallow for two reasons. One, like I just mentioned, we're going to have some good oxygenated, cooler. You're going to see water temperatures that have dropped some. The other thing that, too, from a tidal standpoint, this weekend we're going to cycle into that tide that we like, where you have a good full tide at daylight with a start to a fall, and that's the magic stuff right there. That you get the daybreak and you get the start of the falling water. So that's a cycle there. So a lot of things are going to come together for a good weekend to fish, and with this weather, I'm probably a lot of people are like me that were had to kind of stay off the water this week, and I'm just itching to go. You know, I'm ready to get out there and get back after it because I've seen what happens sometimes after these storms.
Yeah, you got me thinking about the shallow water and, dare I say it, maybe throwing some top water in August. But later on in the day, do people need to move deeper? Are they you fishing slip corks? What's going on right now?
That's going to work for you, too. To me, I always kind of leave it up to the fish. And we talked about this probably last week and possibly even the week before. You know, the fish really have been active shallow because of the weather patterns that we've been on with these storms and the wind at night and that sort of thing. And it's kept the fish active well into the morning, which is really, you know, different for a late summer bite, you know. So I kind of leave it up to the fish. And I prefer, if I can do it, I like to stay shallow as long as I can because I just feel like I have more opportunities to, I'm doing air quotes here, make fish bite when I'm shallow versus mm-hmm. if you get in that deep water, you got to rely on current and top drifts and water, you know, big water columns, that sort of thing. So to me, it's just easier and I like it better. So I leave it up to the fish. If I can stay on the power pole all day, man, that's the way I want to do it, you know. But if it doesn't start to work and you can kind of start to feel these things happen, then it's time to move off to that deeper water, those rigs and, you know, reefs and so forth that we have in both the Sound and the Bay. And I would look for some of that stuff to actually see some changes in some of those different groups of fish maybe showing up in some different places and stuff around the bay too. So it might surprise you to, you know, one of your favorite deep water spots that hadn't been so great all summer may get out there and find out it's got some fish on it now.
Might be time for a little scouting, or better yet, how about getting a trip booked with you this time of year? Heck, fall fishing's just around the corner. How do we do that?
It is amazing, dude. We're going to be September next week, but 18fishing.com is the website, and got everything you need to get in touch with us to get your trip set up. But it's amazing, dude. Like I said, we're going to be talking September next week.
Unbelievable. Captain Bobby, we'll check back with you then. Get back out there and enjoy it, and hopefully catch some fish shallow. I love it.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. And now I step back out, go back to the office. Dan, Dalton, is your...
I'm glad that Sean gets to talk to Bobby because those guys got such a great rapport. I mean, they finish each other's sentences. Talks about talking about fishing, right?
I was trying to finish your sentence there. But yeah, they're best buddies, so I'm glad we were able to keep that feature there. And
nice.
They certainly know what they're talking about. And, hey, coming up, maybe you know what you're talking about. 8 o'clock hour, we'll turn up your voice.
Sure.
343-0106 is the number. We'll talk about the Republican National Convention night 3 last night with Mike Pence being the headliner.
Got to talk about the big guest that's coming up on Mr. Poor's show,
yeah,
too.
Jeff Poor has City Councilman Fred Richardson coming up today at 11:30. And Fred took to Facebook yesterday to he gave us a great tease for that interview that's coming up at 11:30. We'll discuss that coming up in the next hour.
It really was a great tease.
It really was. And then Rob Holbert from Lanyap joins us at 8:30. We'll talk about a lot of the things going on locally, so you don't want to miss this next hour.
Sounds good. And again, turning up your voice so you can call in and kindly welcome Dan Brennan to the the new morning show here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Hurricane Laura made landfall in Cameron, Louisiana, near the Louisiana-Texas border around 1 o'clock this morning as a powerful Category 4 storm. With winds of 150 miles per hour, Laura is only the 10th storm of this strength to make landfall in the U.S. since 1851. Crews from Mobile Fire Rescue and the Saraland Fire Department are already in Louisiana after leaving Wednesday evening. Alabama Task Force 1's Urban Search and Rescue Team is on standby in Baton Rouge. Alabama Power is sending crews to Beaumont, Texas today. 35 crew members out of Mobile will be leaving to help restore power to some of the hardest hit areas. And the Alabama National Guard also heading to Louisiana today. On Wednesday, Governor Kay Ivey authorized the state's National Guard to send 4 Black Hawk helicopters to affected areas. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired.
They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203.